For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And welcome back to Money Unleashed with Chris Hoffman at the Hoffman Financial Group. Online, find us at unleashyourmoney.com. All right, so we all know Dave Ramsey. You hear him on the radio all the time. He's got television, he's got books, he's got all these different things. He's got seminars, all these different things that he does to help people financially. And he has. He's helped people save money, get them on track. He's helped people get out of debt, and he scolds people when they spend improperly. His show. But that's here's true. What happened just recently on his television program. So he's got advisors all over the country. One person called in and said, I'm using one of your financial advisors, and he told me that he wants me to do a 3% pull on my money. And Dave just launched out of his seat, and this is what he said.
$1 million should create for you an $80,000 income, boys and girls, perpetually. Like, if forever, you should be able to pull $80,000 forever and never destroy it.
All right, so even I could do that math. Wow. That's an 8% pull on your money.
Yeah. Does he still have a financial license? Because making that claim is pretty bold.
It is. I mean, you and I have talked over and over and over about the old 4% rule may not be in existence anymore. He's doubling that. His math was, you can rely on the market. Get that? You can rely on the market to give you 12%. Take 4% off for inflation. There's your 8%. That's what you should be able to spend.
Come on, Dave. I mean, I respect the guy, but does that work in 2008?
No.
Does that work in 2002?
No.
Did that work in 2022? That type of thinking is misguided, in my opinion. So 8% in income. Let's talk about what can be guaranteed at 8%. Mm-hmm. Structured notes, yes, the financial institution right now, the going rate would exceed 8% on a one-year note, but that's 1 year.
Yeah.
What happens if they go down in the second year or third year or 5 years from now? But yes, you can get a guaranteed income stream of 8%. You also have to take risk with that because you're only protected on a structured note, the structured notes we offer our clients. If the market loses 30% on the S&P, the Russell 2000, or the NASDAQ, they will take 30% of your money away. So that's not the 8% may be guaranteed, but there's risk behind it. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is the market goes up 12% a year historically. Well, that's true, but it doesn't consistently go up 12% every year. Mm-hmm. So that's misguided. But structured notes, okay, you could say at least I'll get my 8%, at least for a year, but who knows after that? Or you can possibly get it through a deferred income annuity, but you have to defer that payment for a period of time to build up that income stream. Mm-hmm. So that's another opportunity. But with a deferred income annuity, that 8% payout potentially, it comes out of your gains and potentially comes out of your principal, but it will be guaranteed for the rest of your life. So if you're not looking to leave it as a legacy to your children, you can absolutely get that as a guaranteed income stream, but it will invade your principal or potentially invade your principal over time. So, you know, I don't understand. First, I don't understand why his advisors are touting you can pull 3% or 4% or 5%. We go at it a completely different way at Hoffman Financial Group. We build a full income plan and we look at replacing your paycheck. You have to include Social Security and all the combinations of Social Security. You have to include dividends. You have to include structured notes or a pension, or if you don't have a pension, possibly a deferred income annuity to build your total income stream. And that income stream should pay you without invading principal. So that's the big key, and that's what we look at. So when we build the plan, we put the income plan inside of a full financial plan to see whether it's going to draw down your investable assets in effect. And if it doesn't, we may have something for you. If it does, that's a concern because, you know, God rest his soul, Charlie Munger lived to 99 years old. What if you lived to 99 years old? What about later stage of life expenses? What about new cars? What about repairing the house? What about selling your house and downsizing in this environment would be kind of a wash on the money, it seems like, because things have skyrocketed. And now if you don't have the money to pay cash for a house, you're getting hit with high interest rates on mortgages. But I really think that that's a misguided, stodgy old Wall Street model of you can draw three or four or five. And now Dave Ramsey has broken through the ceiling of the 4 or 5% withdrawal and he's touting eight.
Gosh.
And I look, you're going to run out of money if you take that stance. I'm telling you, even if you're a multi-millionaire and you probably have a lot of your money in the stock market. And when the stock market goes down 30 or 40% and you're pulling 8% out, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So I don't understand where they get that. I don't understand why they don't include Social Security, pensions, part-time work, rental properties, dividends, structured notes, and build a more balanced set of assets to support your income stream without invading principal.
And
doesn't
that
make any sense to me.
That is the income wizard that we talk about
the
time. And many of us are going to go into retirement. We're going to have Social Security. You're going to have a 401k, and maybe you got something else. And so there's one, two, three parts to your income plan. Well, Chris says that's not enough. Let's have five, six different places where you're going to get paid. You know, over the Thanksgiving holiday, I did the show. You were off and I did the show with Eric Johnson and I was talking to him and I said the words spend down and he about launched onto the chair and he goes, those are dirty words. I don't like spend down. Yeah. We don't spend down our money here at the Hoffman Financial Group. And that is really what Wall Street is saying to you when they're talking about a 3% pull or a 4% pull or an 8% pull. They're talking about you spending down your money and that's not an income plan.
Nope. And you definitely don't want an ex offensive lineman from the Navy to launch at you. So choose your words carefully. You can do that with me. I weigh a buck 80, but he does not.
Exactly.
He's a gentle giant, though, a sweet guy.
But that is the difference between going it alone and having a financial advisor with a retirement plan, with a financial plan. Is our idea is, did I save enough? Did I spend enough that I can take $6,000 a month and never run out of money? That's such a simplistic way to look at it. Why don't you make your money pay you?
Yeah, then you don't need a financial advisor if you're going to tell them to take a percent out each year.
Right.
You just don't.
Right.
Stick all your money in the stock market and take out your 4 or 5%, add it to Social Security. You don't have a pension. Very few people do. And roll the dice. But you don't need to pay a financial advisor, let's say a 1% advisory fee annually, to do nothing for you other than to send your money back to you. I mean, it's like, let's graduate on. We are now the bank. We let other people borrow our money and pay us handsomely for it. And that is something that we believe we have specialization in, and we can build a better income plan and a better full financial plan than the typical Wall Street model.
Give us a look on our website. Give us a call. Let's talk about this because I'll bet you've been a really good saver. You put money in that 401k. You put money in CDs. You bought property. Maybe you've got a pension. You've got a lot in Social Security. There's a lot going on, and you're bringing this to the table to your retirement. But peeling money off the top is not a financial plan. Let's make your money work for you in the same way that you worked for an employer and they paid you. Now you have put this bulk of money together, make it pay you. That's what it is to have a Replace My Paycheck Challenge. Chris, we've got like 3 minutes left in this segment. Let's just break that down and say, what happens when somebody says, Chris, I challenge you, replace my paycheck?
Yep. So the first thing we do is a complete Social Security analysis, and we'll actually do a risk analysis on it and give you a risk score. And that risk score will tell us potentially what your gap or your loss could be if the government passes some of the legislation around reducing Social Security. So that's a big part of the analysis that we do. You don't have to do it. We run it and we present various options to you. So Social Security, number one, pension is the second one. We find out from everybody who calls, do you have a pension? If you have a pension, should you take the lump sum that's offered or should you trigger the income? So we've got an analysis we can do on pension management. If you don't have a pension, do we potentially want to add a deferred income annuity to your portfolio? When you put your head on the pillow at night, you know you got an A-plus rated carrier out there sending you income for the rest of your life. And the income annuities, because inflation is up and interest rates have risen, they are paying healthy amounts right now. So that's open for consideration. So that's Social Security, pensions, or a deferred income annuity. Number three would be dividends. Dividend stocks, aristocrat dividend stocks, typically go down less than the overall market when times are tough. They will not go up as much as the Magnificent Seven during the good years, but that's okay. It's kind of slow and steady growth. But in addition to that, you may get 3, 4, 5, 6% in dividend payments that do not invade your principal. So that's number three is dividend stocks. Then we look at fixed income products. Right now, we favor structured notes because they are netting 8, 9% a year. And you're not going to believe that I say this, but I'm starting to analyze the bond market.
Holy
and, God. You know, if inflation keeps going down, depending on whether we fall into not a mild recession, but more of a deeper recession, the Fed may have to reduce interest rates late next year. That would be positive for bonds. So I'm keeping my eyes open for bonds. Right now, we're still predominantly structured notes driven. And then you've got other income sources. Do you want to work part-time in retirement for fun, to keep your mind going, to do something you love to do? Or if you don't, do you have rental properties? That could generate some income for you. So here's an offer for everybody listening. If you call in, we will do a Replace Your Paycheck Challenge, where we'll analyze Social Security, we'll take a look at pensions, we'll take a look at dividends, structured notes, and we will develop an income plan with the intent to replace your take-home pay from your employer without invading principal. We'll do that all complimentary. There's no charge, and you don't have to work. You don't have to meet with us to go through it. Just provide us the information. We'll prepare the reporting. We'll have you in, and we'll give you a copy of it.
There you go. 404-341-6767. 404-341-6767. You'll talk to our virtual assistant, Amelia, and give her a little information there. The live person calls you back on Monday morning from the Hoffman Financial Group. Or you can just use our website. That's pretty simple. UnleashYourMoney.com. Click on the button that says Replace My Paycheck Challenge, and you'll be on your way.
Thanks for listening to the Money Unleashed podcast from the Hoffman Financial Group, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. To get started on your customized retirement plan, go to moneyunleashedpodcast.com.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance license in Georgia, number 163546.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.